Vinyl Crackle is texture using Session View, beginner lesson for Ableton Live. Let's go! Today you're going to use Vinyl Crackle the way drum and bass producers actually use it, not as noise, but as a controlled texture layer. The kind of layer that makes clean drums feel sampled, makes breakdowns feel alive, and helps transitions hit harder, without adding more synths or more fills. And we're doing this in Session View on purpose, because Session View is perfect for performance style decisions. Try a texture for the intro, swap it in the breakdown, tighten it for the drop, throw a one-shot pop before a phrase change and record the whole vibe into arrangement like you just DJ'd your own tune. Alright, step 0. Give the crackle something to sit under. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 176 zone is classic, but 172 keeps us right in the pocket. Create a track for drums. Load any drum loop, drum rack, breakbeat, whatever you have. The point is, get an 8-bar drum clip running in Session View. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats moving. It doesn't need to be perfect. We just need a groove so you can hear what the crackle is doing to the mix. Optional. Add a bass track if you want, but it's not required for this exercise. Now, step 1. Bring in your vinyl crackle. Create a new audio track and name it Vinyl TEX. This is your texture lane. Option A. Recommended. Drag in an actual vinyl crackle audio file into an empty clip slot. The more real the sample, the easier it is to get that authentic dusty layer. Double-click the clip so you're in clip view. Here's a key move. Try warp off first. For pure noise textures, warping can sometimes create weird facey artifacts, or it can accidentally make the crackle feel rhythmic when you don't want it to. If the sample drifts, or it has an obvious pulse that's annoying, then turn warp on and set warp mode to beats and preserve to 1/16th. That tends to keep it grainy and consistent without smearing it. Option B, if you don't have a crackle sample, you can fake it with stock devices by generating noise using operator or analog, filtering it, then adding redux or saturator to make it dustier. It won't be as convincing as real crackle, but it can absolutely work as a background texture. Step 2. Make the clip loop perfectly, Session View style. Turn loop on. Set the loop length to 4 bars or 8 bars. 4 bars is usually plenty for crackle, and it makes it easy to swap clips on musical boundaries. Now adjust the start position. This matters more than beginners expect. If your loop starts with a huge pop right on bar 1, that pop becomes a repeating event, and suddenly your background texture is a featured percussion hit. Unless you want that, nudge the start so bar 1 begins in a consistent region. Your goal is a loop that can run forever, without distracting spikes. Next, step 3. Build your device chain. Stock only. On Vinyl TEX, add devices in this order. First, EQ8. We're cleaning up the low end, because crackle often has rumble you don't really notice until your kick and sub feel weaker. Enable a high-pass filter somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. If it's still too thick, increase the slope to 24 dB per octave. And if the crackle is harsh or fizzy, do a small dip in the 3 to 6 kHz zone. Small moves. We're not trying to sculpt a lead sound, we're just making it sit. Second, auto filter for movement. This is the DJ filter vibe. Start with low pass. Put the cutoff somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, just enough to give it character. Then turn on the LFO. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/4. Those rates tend to feel musical at DNB tempos. Keep the amount small, maybe 5 to 15%. The texture should breathe. If it sounds like a wobble effect, you've gone too far. Third, saturator for grit and glue. Set it to analog clip. Put drive around 2 to 6 dB to start. Turn on soft clip if you get spikes. Remember, this is a texture track. It's totally fine if it's a little dirty, but it should not be poking holes in your mix. Fourth, compressor for sidechain ducking. This is the move that makes crackle feel mixed, not pasted on top. Enable sidechain. Set the input to your drums track, or a kick group if you have one. Start with ratio at 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now lower the threshold until you see roughly 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick and snare hits. Listen for this. When the snare hits, the crackle should briefly get out of the way. That's what keeps your transients punchy. Without sidechain, texture tends to mask the snare, and your whole drum bus feels less exciting even though nothing is technically wrong. Optional fifth device, utility for width control. A really common DNB trick is wider in intro and breakdown, tighter in the drop. So for breakdowns, you might go 120 to 160% width, and for drops, you might go 0 to 80%, keeping it more centered and punchy. Quick coach note here, treat crackle like room tone, not a featured instrument. A great test is to toggle the vinyl TEX track off and on while the drums play. When it's off, you should miss it. When it's on, you shouldn't be thinking, ah yes, vinyl. It should feel like the track got more alive. Okay, step 4. Create multiple session view clips so you can perform the texture. Duplicate your crackle clip into a few slots. 4 is a perfect starting point. Rename them Dust Intro, Filtered Breakdown, Drop Grit, and Pop Fill. Now you're going to create different states. Some changes can be device settings, some can be clip gain, and later you can automate inside clips. For now, keep it simple. Dust Intro. Keep it subtle. Set the clip gain around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Gentle low pass. Not much LFO. This is that barely there dust you feel more than you hear. Filtered breakdown. Increase the auto filter LFO amount a bit so it moves. Make it wider with utility around 140%. Lower the filter cutoff to maybe 3 to 6 kHz for a darker, underwater vibe if you want. This clip is about atmosphere and motion. Drop grit. Make it mid-focused and dirty, but also more controlled. Raise the EQ high pass to maybe 250 to 500 HC so it doesn't fight the bass. Push saturator drive, something like 4 to 8 dB, but watch your levels. Reduce width to 0 to 60% to keep it centered. In the drop, you want punch. Wide noise can make the center feel weaker. Pop fill. This is your ear candy. Find a section of the sample with a louder pop or a nice burst of crackle. Turn loop off. Set the clip length to 1 bar or even half a bar. This is something you fire right before the drop or on the last bar of a phrase, like a DJ cue. And here's a key session view mindset shift. You're not adding a vinyl track. You're building a texture channel that you can play like an instrument. Now, step 5. Macros. This is where it becomes fun. Select auto filter, saturator and utility, and group them into an audio effect rack. Now map a few macros. Macro 1. Texture level. Map it to utility gain, or if you prefer, keep utility at 0 and use track volume. I like utility gain because it's easy to automate and it stays inside the rack. Macro 2. Filter cutoff. Map it to auto filter frequency. Macro 3. Movement. Map it to auto filter LFO amount. Macro 4. Dirt. Map it to saturator drive. Macro 5. Width. Map it to utility width. And quick advice. Keep the macro ranges small. You want hard to ruin controls. If one knob can destroy your mix instantly, you won't perform with confidence. Extra coach note, set up predictable launching so it feels like DJing. In session view, set global quantization to 1 bar, then set your vinyl TEX clip launch quantization to 1 bar 2. If you want faster cuts for fills, you can set the pop fill clip to half a bar, but 1 bar is a great default. This way, you can swap textures without needing perfect finger timing. Also, tame pops without killing the character. If you get occasional spikes, you have two good options. You can add a limiter at the end of the chain with a gentle ceiling, like minus 1 dB, just to catch the rare jump. Or you can use a compressor early in the chain, not side-chained, with a fast attack and moderate ratio, just as a pop tamer, and then keep your side-chain compressor later for the groove ducking. Another workflow note, keep the crackle stable across clips. Put the core cleanup, high pass, pop control, and sidechain on the track. Then use clip automation and macros for character changes. That way, every clip doesn't become its own mixing problem. Now, step 6. Record the performance into arrangement. This is the DNB producer move. Jam first, arrange after. Hit arrangement record at the top. Let your drums run. Then start launching your vinyl clips in real time. Use Dust Intro for the first 16 bars. Switch to filtered breakdown in the breakdown. When the drop hits, switch to drop grit. Fire pop fill right before the drop or at the end of an 8-bar phrase. When you stop recording, you'll have a clean arrangement that already includes transitions and contrast, because you performed them. And contrast is everything in drum and bass. A static texture for the entire track is usually the mistake. You want sections to feel different, and texture is a subtle way to do that without adding more musical elements. Mini practice exercise, 10 minutes. Make 4 clips. Intro, breakdown, drop, fill. Use the chain. EQ8 into auto filter into saturator into compressor with side chain. Map at least filter cutoff and texture level to macros. Then jam a 32-bar structure. Intro texture for the first chunk, breakdown texture next. Pop fill at the switch. Drop grit for the drop section. Record it into arrangement and listen back. 2 checks. 1. Does the snare still punch? If not, increase the sidechain effect or lower the crackle level. 2. Can you feel the texture when it's there and miss it when it's gone, without it stealing attention? That's the sweet spot. Before we wrap, a couple pro tips you can try when you're ready. If you want darker, heavier DNB, switch auto filter to bandpass around 1.5 to 4 kHz and push saturator. That creates gritty mid-air that sits great in rollers and neuro. If you want the crackle to be rhythmic, add a gate. You can even sidechain the gate from hats or snares so the crackle appears with a groove. If your sidechain pumping feels inconsistent because your drum bus is busy, try sidechaining from a ghost trigger instead, a simple MIDI track playing a steady kick pattern that gives you consistent duck rhythm. And last, workflow upgrade. Once you've recorded a great texture performance, resample it. Print 16 bars, slice it into 8 or 16 bar stems, and you've basically built your own reusable texture pack for future projects. Recap: vinyl crackle is a controlled texture layer. In drum and bass, it's glue, movement, and vibe. Session View lets you build multiple texture clips and perform them across sections like a DJ. Your essential chain is a EQ8 for cleanup, auto filter for movement, saturator for grit, and a sidechain compressor to keep the drums punchy. And once it feels good, record your clip launching into arrangement so you get natural transitions fast. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, liquid, rollers, jungle, or neuro, I can suggest a tight set of crackle clip presets and macro ranges that match that sound.